The summer, I tried to grow everything at once. I grew almost nothing. That is the honest beginning of what I want to tell you. 32 plants in a bed that could handle 12. Seeds I scattered in gaps between seedlings because I could not bear to leave soil empty. A watering schedule that changed every week because I kept reading new advice and kept adjusting. By August, the bed looked like a green argument. Everything competing with everything, roots tangled, light stolen, nutrients fought over by a dozen crops that needed them in different proportions. I harvested a little of many things, and none of it in enough quantity to matter. That autumn, when the beds were cleared and the soil was resting, I sat with a cup of tea and thought about what I had done wrong. And I kept coming back to something I had read, something that felt irrelevant at the time, but kept returning to me about how Japanese bento boxes are designed. The rule is not fill every space. The rule is each element has its own place, its own portion, its own purpose. Nothing competes with anything else. The whole is made of distinct parts that complement each other precisely. I did not immediately understand what that had to do with a backyard farm. But by spring, I had reorganized everything. And the phrase that kept guiding me, that still guides me, is simple. The bento is not a bowl. A bowl is everything together, flavors merging, portions undefined, the whole greater than or lesser than the sum of its parts, depending on what ended up in it. A bento is deliberate. Each compartment is separate. Each compartment has a function. You can look at a bento and know exactly what you will be eating, in what quantity, before you take a single bite. That clarity, that intentionality, is what I had been missing in my beds. The bento philosophy, as I have come to think of it, is not a specific planting plan. It is a framework for making decisions. It asks you to define, before you plant, what each section of your growing space is for. Not, I am growing vegetables, but this corner is for leafy greens, my cut-and-come-again greens that I will harvest every week. This bed is for root vegetables, the carrots and beets and turnips that need undisturbed soil and steady moisture over a long season. This container is for herbs, the high-use herbs that I want close to the kitchen door, accessible every evening. This section is for a single seasonal feature, the one crop that will define this growing year, whatever that turns out to be. Each compartment has a purpose. Each purpose drives the decisions about soil, watering, companion planting, and harvest timing in that compartment. Nothing is decided in the abstract. Everything is decided in relation to the specific function of the space it will occupy. There is something else buried in the bento framework that took me longer to understand. In a bento box, there is empty space. The Japanese aesthetic that drives the design values negative space, the gaps between the compartments, the breathing room that lets each element be seen clearly. A bento is not maximally packed. A bento has room. When I first learned this, I sat with it for a while, because every gardening instinct I had said, fill the space. Any empty soil is wasted soil. Any gap is an opportunity for a weed. Get more in. But the bento principle said something different. The space between is where health lives. The roots need room. The canopy needs light. The soil needs air. And you, the gardener, need to be able to see each plant, to assess it, to catch problems early, to understand what it needs without having to push three other plants aside to do it. This was the growing ghost I planted in the wrong way for three seasons before I understood it. Not the pest, not the disease, not the soil chemistry. Those are visible problems with visible solutions. The invisible problem was density. The garden looked full and healthy from 5 feet away, from 6 inches away, from soil level, from the perspective of a root trying to expand. It was a crisis. Let me be practical about what this means for your beds. When you set up a bento philosophy planting, you begin not with the plants, but with a piece of paper. Draw your growing space. Divide it into functional compartments, not by plant family or crop type yet, but by harvest rhythm. Some crops you harvest continuously throughout the season, the lettuces and kales and herbs and chard that give back every week as long as you keep cutting. Other crops you harvest once, at the end of a long developmental arc, the carrots, the potatoes, the onions, the garlic. These two categories of plant require completely different management relationships. They should not share the same mental compartment, and often they should not share the same physical compartment. The continuous harvest compartment is your salad bar. It should be your smallest compartment and your most accessible, closest to wherever you enter the garden, close enough to cut with kitchen scissors without changing your shoes. It should be planted densely relative to the rest of your space, because cut-and-come-again crops tolerate close spacing and benefit from the humidity that dense planting creates. But dense relative to the rest of your space does not mean what I used to think it meant. 6 to 8 inches between lettuces, not two, 6 to 8. The single harvest compartment is your patient's bed. Plant it once, disturb it rarely, and do not be tempted to fill the gaps with other crops while the long arc plants are developing. The gaps are not empty. The root system of a carrot that will not be ready until October is already occupying that gap in August, invisibly, underground, doing the work that will make the harvest possible. If you plant something in that gap in June, you are not using empty space. You are competing with a root system you cannot see. The seasonal feature compartment is where I have the most fun and make the most mistakes. This is the one bed or section one dedicate to the experiment of the year, the crop I have not grown before, or the variety I am trying for the first time, or the growing method I want to test. The Bento philosophy says this compartment should be clearly delineated from the others precisely because it carries the highest risk of failure. If it fails, it should fail in its own space, without taking down the reliable continuous harvest bed or disrupting the patient's single harvest bed. Failure is information, but failure that destroys your lettuce supply at the same time is just pain. The herb compartment is the place where more backyard farms fail slowly than anywhere else. Herbs seem simple. They are often sold as low maintenance, grow anywhere plants. And many of them are, relative to their needs, quite forgiving. But they have two specific problems that the Bento philosophy addresses directly. First, most herbs need to be harvested aggressively to remain productive. If you are not cutting your basil every week, if you let it flower, the plant reads the flowering as the completion of its purpose and begins to shut down production of the leaves you want. If you are not cutting your chives back to the ground every few weeks during the growing season, the older growth becomes woody and the new productive growth cannot compete with it. The herb compartment, in the Bento framework, is the highest maintenance compartment precisely because the harvest rhythm is the fastest. Something must be cut every week. If you are not prepared to do that, the herb section will become a monument to seeds you planted rather than a functional part of your food system. Second, herbs have very different water needs, and mixing them carelessly creates a slow problem that looks like soil failure or pest damage, but is actually just incompatible watering. Basil and cilantro want consistent moisture. Rosemary and thyme want to dry out between waterings. They are Mediterranean plants that evolved in soils that bake hard in summer and do not want the constant moisture that most vegetables need. If you are watering your herbs on the same schedule as your lettuces, you are either drowning your rosemary or drying out your basil. The Bento philosophy's solution is simply to separate them. Put the Mediterranean herbs in their own subcompartment with drainage that allows drying. Put the moisture-loving herbs where they will receive what the rest of the bed receives. The question I get most often when I explain the Bento philosophy at seed swaps and in conversations with beginning growers is this. Doesn't dividing everything into compartments limit flexibility? What if I want to try something new mid-season? What if a crop fails and I have empty space? The answer is that the Bento philosophy does not prohibit flexibility. It requires you to be intentional about flexibility rather than reactive. When a compartment opens up mid-season because a crop has finished or failed, you do not fill it with whatever is available and convenient. You ask, what does this compartment's function tell me to put here? A single harvest compartment that has just finished its first crop is either available for a second planting of the same function, a fall carrot succession, a second beet planting, or it is available to rest, to be covered with a no-till layer of compost and straw, to give the soil the break that will make it more productive next season. Neither of those is as immediately satisfying as cramming a tomato seedling in the gap, but both of them serve the system in ways that the opportunistic tomato does not. There is one more dimension of the Bento philosophy that I want to close with, because it is the part that changed how I think about backyard farming more than any other single shift. In Japanese cuisine, the bento is prepared in advance. Not in the morning, scrambled together in whatever time is available before a busy day. The bento is prepared the night before or early in the morning with deliberateness and calm. The preparation is part of the practice. You think, before you assemble it, about what the person who will eat it needs, what nutrients, what textures, what portion sizes will sustain them through the day. The garden, prepared according to the bento philosophy, is not assembled in a scramble of seed packets on a spring morning when the weather finally cooperates. It is planned in January when the catalogs arrive and there is time to think. It is mapped on paper. The soil amendments are ordered in February. The seeds are started in March according to the planting schedule that was written in January. And when spring arrives and planting begins, there is no improvisation, or rather, the improvisation happens within a structure that contains it, that gives it shape. The empty spaces in your bento are not failures. They are the design and the harvest you bring in, each compartment contributing its specific portion, each crop harvested at the moment it is ready, rather than whenever you get around to it, is what a backyard farm tastes like when it is organized the way it was always capable of being. What did your last season tell you about your beds? What were you growing too much of in the wrong place, and too little of where it would have thrived?